die together.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't hate me because I'm
beautiful. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email,
I feel like David dancing naked in front of his wife, Micah.
On as a special guest,
but he was praising God.
We'll be discussing.
He's doing it for the right reasons.
Please contact us through
Sons of Liberty Radio. And the Bible says she despised him in her heart.
Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233.
She was an angry
0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Tuesday, the 27th of March, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, real quick, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. Now, what's interesting, which is a real interesting, everybody needs to take note of this one. Folks, there would be no such thing as atheists if it wasn't for God.
Oh!
Just wanted to share that with you. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they like to call themselves, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise, we are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of our show, please do give us a call. That number, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out and see our little faces online, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. What it is that we do, who we are, all the tentacles. I mean, it's like a big octopus head in the center of all this.
Yep.
And there's tentacles going all over the place. We do high school assemblies. We do national, international radio on a weekly basis. We do weekend radio. We do events. We do street teams. We got them all over the nation for the most part, 6 days a week. There's just really a lot to us. We're some busy little bees.
Yes. There's not enough time in the day.
Stirring up everybody's little nests, aren't we?
That's correct.
And that's our job. God never sends a man that doesn't trouble consciences. Forget it not, said Charles Spurgeon. Aside of that, for all the people that are responding to my Facebook, I just got to tell you, thank you. I really appreciate it. Now, I get a lot of lunatics and weirdos and assorted bad guys trying to get on my website, too, so they can get my pictures and then throw it out there and make fun of me.
Yeah.
I don't know why they do something like that.
They got too much time in the day.
That hurts my feelings.
They must not be standing for anything in their own lives.
I mean, they act like if they say something about me, like, I'm just going to quit doing what I'm doing.
Yeah. Discourage them.
They're fools for their pains, aren't they, dude?
Discourage them.
They really are. Folks, again, Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. The other thing, too, folks, I don't care if I had a million people or 2 million or 3 million people on my Facebook, if I could hold that many people. I got an email from a young man today, and he said something to me on my email, and I responded to him, and he acts shocked that I would respond to him. Listen, when we get to the point where we don't have time for people, then guess what? We're in the wrong business. This is about people, folks. So when you join my Facebook, listen, I'm not inactive on my Facebook. You want to call in, or if you want to just link up with me on Facebook and say, hey, or you got something on your heart, or you got an idea, or you just want to throw something out there, I'm going to respond to you. And so is Jake, the other guy. We don't have this holier-than-thou attitude, folks. It doesn't belong out there. It really doesn't. I mean, people think they get to a certain point, they don't have to respond to the people that support them. You know what? Fooey. That's what I said. Fooey. You know what I say to all the people that don't respond to the people that take the time to listen to what they say?
Tweet
so
that.
What do you think of that? Tweet that, buddy. Tweet that, dog. For serious. So, folks, if you'd like to jump on my Facebook, I appreciate you. I will make time. And so will Jake, the other guy. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And, again, hold me to what I said, folks. Hold me to what I said. When there's 10 million people on there and you Facebook me, I'm going to say something back to you. Now, it might take me a day or two or three, but I'll get back to you. That's what you mean to me. Because I appreciate that. Fact that you listen to me, you take the time to turn me on every day. And you know what I do? Yeah, I do got to say this, though. I remember hearing this as a little kid. You know what you do when you get really hot and you're on the football field? You just turn on all your fans.
Yes.
Or you know what happens if you get stuck inside an elephant? You just run around until you get all pooped out. Oh, it's the sugar, folks. It's absolutely the sugar.
Good sugar.
Folks, if you'd like to check me out on my Twitter account, please go to BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1. Folks, we got that video out there, too. We've got 157,000 hits right now. Oh, 158,000 hits on a high school assembly program we did in Dunkerton, Iowa, about 2 weeks ago now. And everybody's blaming me for it. But, guys, I got to tell you what. It was Jake, the other guy.
My vault.
Him right there.
Mine.
Oh, that's right. We don't have a camera in here.
Not yet.
Oh. You know, we've been talking about that camera for a long time.
Yes, we have.
I think the problem is every time we stick one up in here, it cracks.
Ooh.
They got to turn it on me for once.
That's true.
It'll hold its weight.
Kind of like turn on the fans, turn on the camera.
Totally.
Ah.
Yes, yes. Some people out there saying, geez, these guys are immature.
Immature.
Listen.
But that's why you tune in, right?
This is how it goes. Conservative radio, some of those brainiacs.
Oh, they're brainiacs.
You know, they're up on these big Alps, but they have no sense of right and wrong in their hearts. The philosophers, you know, the guys that talk using big words, but they don't understand common sense meaning. You know, wasn't Albert Einstein that said that? He said, listen, if they can't explain it, it's because they don't understand it. That's why they have to use big words. That's right. Hey, we're not immature, man. All right. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, as a matter of fact, if we go back to scripture, Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven.
Become converted.
That's right.
As a little child.
And you know what he's bringing that to, right? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And lean not to your own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your pants.
Yes.
Okay? You're looking at me because you thought I said pants. But I didn't say pants.
I was hearing things, obviously.
I forgot to put the T and H in there. Sorry, guys. Wow. Wow. It's the coffee.
The good first segment.
It's the coffee, folks. Folks, one more thing. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I have the pleasure of serving with the Band of Brothers, the Men of Easy Company. I think each of us that served in combat now appreciate what was accomplished. And I hope that this current generation will pick up the ball. I would urge each of you to become associated with this group. They're very dedicated folks that do not take their eye off the ball.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. Now, just a real quick heads up. I knew I was going to be tested on this just immediately after I said it. And so I went over to my Facebook real quick, and someone said to me, "Hey, Dean, like, are you going to answer my email?" And you know what I said to him, folks? I said, "Buzz off. It's just something you say when you're on the radio."
Not like you're actually going to do it.
It's like, geez, you don't do that. So I responded to him really quick.
With a buzz off?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I said, "Shut your mouth!"
Whoa.
I didn't say
that.
Get
some audio on Facebook?
No.
No?
No, this is some really potent coffee, folks. I can't help myself.
We're working on the endorsement right now. Then we can tell you folks what kind of coffee it is.
Absolutely. It'll be my own version.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It'll be
Bradley Dean Naroma.
No, the Bean Dean.
Ah.
Yeah. Great coffee. And what
Dean's
I'll do is
Bean.
I'll set a couple plants out there, and they'll call in and tell me how great the coffee is, and then everybody will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
Like Mr. Limbaugh.
Dean's Bean. That's right. Two if by Bean. Dean's
he's
Bean.
Probably, you know what? He's done it, too, so he probably turns this on right after that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm told.
You know, right before...
He doesn't even go golfing after
he doesn't.
He, like, actually stops.
It gets old.
Tunes it in the...
Spends thousands of hours to knock that ball into the dirt.
But at least he's listening to our program before he goes and does it.
That's right. And then when he does it, he feels guilty.
That's right.
Yeah.
But I did hear that he stopped ice fishing because of our show.
Well, yeah, probably because it was 75 degrees outside.
Well, you know.
It gets a little warm.
Those are just details. He did quit. He quit.
Those bothersome details. Folks, right before the break, I was telling you what Albert Einstein said. He said, if you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Okay? Listen, those guys that use all that big vernacular, the political talk, the conservative talk, listen, they don't even know what it means.
Yeah.
And if they did, then where's the result?
Most of the time, the reporter's like, "Oh, write that one down. That sounded smart. Does anybody know what it means?" No, but nobody wants to admit they don't know what it means because then they'll all look stupid. So
it gets old. You know,
what does that mean? I don't
another
know.
Thing Albert smart, Einstein smart. Said is he said, "If you're out to describe the truth, leave elegance to the tailor."
Ooh,
I like
keep
that.
Keep it simple.
All right. So everybody say hi to Jake again. Don't lose hope, folks. Bradley's here. So I'm going to hand it over to Jake just for a couple minutes. If it gets too boring, I'll pick it up and I'll slap him.
Pick it out of the nose,
like a whooped puppy. All right?
Can I borrow some of that coffee before
it's all
I
you,
start,
Jake.
At least?
Hey, did you hear about the thing with Rick Santorum the other day?
Yeah, I'd heard about it.
What'd you think?
I think everybody's heard about that.
Cynthia said that.
Yeah.
I get his frustration. I can feel his pain.
Hmm.
Just, I mean, I applaud him for going after the press.
Hmm.
You know, you're misrepresenting me. You're taking me out of context. Quit doing that. I don't think he needed to throw in the junk, though.
No.
That wasn't necessary. My Bible tells me,
daughter.
I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to edification, that it may minister grace to the hearer.
That's right.
Ah, boy, out of the abundance of the heart.
Yep.
You know what he should have said? Horse pucky.
That's right.
That
would have been the word.
Horse pucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the press would have started using horse pucky, and then he might have gotten some good publicity off of it.
Like, you know, if Rick would have just looked at the New York Times reporter and just went...
That's right. I like that
because everybody was there anyways. That's right. And just flushed him away.
That's right.
Now, we do know...
But what do you mean? Who took you out of context, Mr. Santorum?
I do got to give a high five to Serge Kovalevsky, though, over at the New York Times. He did a piece on us, and it was very fair. So I can't
His brains weren't in somebody else's head.
No, they weren't, and he kept his word. Okay, anyways, it's your show, Jake.
So as we move along, I'm thinking of these horse pucky type of people, and I was reading this morning on my Twitter feed.
By the way, folks, that means horse poop or horse manure. Yeah.
I don't know why.
And I'm not
pucky,
talking about manure to to fertilize your grass.
That's
either.
True. It's not that.
I'm talking
kind.
About the bad kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The stinky kind.
The feces.
Feces.
Yes.
Feces.
Yes.
This gentleman's name's Ryan, and we wrote a column not too long ago, and
his name is Ryan.
Ryan.
Okay.
He says you people are so completely detached from reality, probably a certain level of psychosis. They actually think like that's insulting.
Yeah.
I have fun with these.
Yeah, sure.
They call me a moron, arrogant, prideful, whatever. I love it.
Yeah.
It's like, thanks. Now I can write another thing to you.
Yeah.
Like, this is discouraging in any way, shape, or form. Their game plan is so old.
Yeah.
And as you stand in truth and you wield that sword, which is what we've been doing a lot recently.
Well, what did Ryan say? That's what I want to know.
That's what he said. He probably had a certain level of
psychosis. So he must have just learned that from his... Self-taught professor.
That's right. And he said...
While he's sitting back at home smoking a bong.
That's right.
Yeah.
In a different psychosis.
Worshipping some weird god.
And he said if God existed, he'd blanking hate you.
Really?
Really.
Wow.
Thanks, Ryan. Well, the reason I bring that up...
Love you, too.
...is to move on to this other topic of this gentleman this morning. Everybody talks about the Treaty of Tripoli. Tripoli, if you want to call it that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're not a Christian nation. There's like one argument. This guy gets up and says, his name's Jacob.
Oh, I know, dude. You know what?
Can I
go to Jacob really quick?
Yeah.
Okay. When I seen his comment, we're talking about comments, folks, from one of our articles.
Yeah.
Indisputably a Christian heritage.
They hate our article so much, they just got a comment.
They hated Praise God on top of the Washington Monument and the scriptures on the stairs. And they hate God's name is in the Thomas Jefferson Rotunda, Abraham Lincoln,
and
actually quotes scripture, and George Washington, as a matter of fact, if you look on his casket itself, he's got scripture written on it. And,
Gospel of Luke,
And he's the guy that said it's impossible to rule without God in the Bible. And he hates Moses on top of the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
He hates our Pledge of Allegiance. He hates the fact that we have the longest-standing constitution in the history
present
of the world.
Yep.
He doesn't like the fact that his name is on our money. He doesn't like that neither.
But he doesn't want to donate as much.
He doesn't like Scripture, Leviticus 25:10 on the Liberty Bell. He doesn't like the fact that it's the Declaration of the Independence that Lady Liberty holds in the Flame of Liberty and the broken chain at her feet, which basically exemplifies or exhibits our freedom that we now have.
Or the God in Declaration of Independence.
Totally, Creator, the laws of nature and nature's God. That's a problem.
Don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, for some reason he thinks you get... rights from the state.
Yeah.
No, they come from the hand of God, not from the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy. John was right.
Yeah, but he wants his liberty, though.
I know.
He wants his liberty and freedom, though he doesn't want anything to do with the institution that protects it.
Right. It's like yesterday.
Is that a psychosis?
I got an email from an individual who was going to do a project with us, and then he found out what we stand for.
Yeah.
And then he emails me, and he says, you know what? I believe in what you preach, but I'm not willing to preach it myself, quote, unquote. And I said to him, are you telling me you love your liberty, but you're not willing to fight for it?
I can't stand the heat. You got to get out of the kitchen.
Thank you.
Got to get out out of that kitchen.
I know.
It's too hot in this kitchen.
I mean, you got to really close your eyes to see who we are.
But
people.
I like food. I like food. Yes. I just can't take the heat in the kitchen.
Yes.
Ah. Now, yeah. That's bravery and courage and valor. I mean, that's something.
Thanks
that
for the sacrifice, but
forward.
No thanks for, you know, there's no gratitude on my end to pay it back.
No.
None
no,
whatsoever.
No. Because freedom is just handed to us.
Sure.
It's voluntarily given to us.
That's what.
There's no struggle for it.
That's what my professor told me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Jacob has a professor. I'm not sure who he is. Maybe he's Professor Ignoramus.
I think so. Ignoramus is the guy. Yeah. And I think his name might be. Wait, just hold on a second here. Karl Marx. I think that he's the one that gives all the accreditation to his professors today and colleges today.
That's a guy with a nice haircut, right?
Yeah.
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 So organized, he kept his hair in one spot.
Yeah. And I think six people showed up at his funeral.
Yeah.
He was a real loved kind of a guy. And his son committed suicide, which I wouldn't lay that on anybody.
No.
But or wish that on anybody. I totally.
We've got to look at the fruit. If we're looking at the fruit of liberty and how great America is, then we've got to understand what made us this way. Well, Jacob says, the smell of serious ignorance in the morning.
And notice how he's large. Folks, you ever notice that welfare people are fat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're rich in what they want to be.
They exactly right, dude.
Unfortunately, there is a legally binding piece of legislature which pretty much puts the lie to this hogwash, talking about our Christian foundation.
Hogwash, yeah.
And it's called the Treaty of Tripoli. And I quote from Article 11. This is where they always go. Article 11, Treaty of Tripoli. As the government of the United States of America is not, in any sense, founded on the Christian religion. Stops the sentence.
Yeah. Who told you that, sir?
Well, he found it in the treaty because it does exist. But at the same time, let me read this little treaty that we made. It's called the Northwest Ordinance. Now, this was the rule, the law of the land in our country. George Washington signed it as a federal bill. The same man that he's claiming that was in favor of Tripoli. And Washington meant to say that we have no Christianity. It has nothing to do with our government. This act stipulated that for a territory to become a state, the, quote, schools and means of education in the territory, the Northwest Territory, must encourage the religion, morality, and knowledge that was necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, knowing full well we have two pillars, religion and morality. That's where you sustain good government from. At the end of this, I'm going to read to you the rest of the Treaty of Tripoli, instead of just that one phrase that Brother Jacob, when he woke up and smelt his professor's dew, dung on
pucky,
his lips.
Pucky.
His pucky.
Yeah.
Quoted. But before that, we've got to cut out to a break and come back with the rest of the treaty and the full understanding of it.
You do well to wish to learn our arts and ways of life and above all the religion of Jesus Christ, George Washington. We'll be right back.
Better and happier people.
The Crossing by Grand Stay Inn and Suites in Pipestone, Minnesota is more than just a hotel. Our cozy hotel offers delightful leisure, family and business lodging with a variety of hotel rooms and amenities. From our Pipestone Hotel's convenient location by the Downtown Historic District, you can enjoy a walk down the National Monument walking trail to the beautiful Winnewissa Falls or a walk on the Casey Jones Trail. Whether you're here on business or leisure, you're sure to enjoy your stay and our complimentary gourmet express breakfast served with Seattle's best coffee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, You too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We have the Treaty of Tripoli.
Oh, the Treaty of Tripoli. We're not a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation.
Let me finish this statement. As the government of the United States of America is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion, as it has in itself no character of enmity, hatred against the laws, religion, or tranquility of Muslims, and of the said states, America, have never entered into any war or act of hostility against Mahatman nations. It is declared by the parties that no pretext arising from religious opinions shall ever produce an interruption of the harmony existing between the two countries. The purpose in that statement was, you all remember the Holy Roman Catholic Empire that would conquer by the sign of the cross, that would go out and pillage states and take over countries in the name of Christ? Well, what our president was saying, as I understand this and as I read it in the fullness of its context, is that we're not going over to invade Islam lands to conquer them for Jesus. Our government merely protects God-given rights. It is not a religion. Our government is not a religion. It's a servant to the God who gave us those rights. And that God is Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And what's so convenient about men like Jacob, and as I wrote back to him, it smells like Jacob is the type that loves God-given liberties, but does not want to honor the author of these liberties. That's what it's always at. It's an unholy lifestyle. That's what the argument is against God.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be subservient, but take remembrance.
The only argument
against
the Bible is an unholy life. That's right.
Disobedient life. But remember that those who died to give us liberty don't have the luxury of considering obedience like Jacob feels that he has. Again, this treaty was plainly put. We were at war with the barbarous powers over in the Middle East area and over in Europe, and Muslims were taking over our ships because Christian nations were trying to come into their land and conquer them in the name of Christ and build empires. The United States was not about that. And it was not a Christian nation by means of their understanding of a Christian nation, such as France or Rome, to come along and kill people under the guise of Christ. That's not what we were doing at that time. Our commerce can happen with Muslims. It can happen with infidels, atheists. Listen, those people can live in this country. But they can't go outside of the parameters which God has set, called law.
That's right.
And that law, we acknowledge, comes from the God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Christ. And people like Jacob don't realize that if they don't like the fact that our laws are established by God, the God, the Judeo-Christian God, then go to another country and see
That's
how
right.
much you enjoy your liberties.
That's right.
Our nation is the only nation that will give liberty, true liberty. I'm talking about liberty, not the yep. liberty to break the law.
You know what they do is they strain at the net and they swallow the camel. They sit there and say, you're discriminating against other religions. Well, then if that's the case, then go to their country and see how they want to deal with you when you get there, and then you'll understand discrimination.
And if that's the case, why do they come here?
That's right.
Where else are they going to get peace and the ability to live?
That's why people
property.
From all over the world come to D.C., Jake,
yep.
is because they want to see what God bestowed upon us.
That's right. And they want to experience it. They want to partake in it. And if you take this down a little bit further, we on this radio program, for example, and Christians in general, shouldn't ever try to prove that God is right. God is right.
Yeah.
I'm proving myself to get on the right side. I remember being at a thing, I think it was about marriage or something like that, and some gay woman comes up to me, just a big old lesbian mama. She comes up to me and says, well, you're lucky the law's on your side for right now. And I said, no, it's really not. I'm choosing to be on the law's side.
Yeah.
It's not an issue of us against them. My objective, Jacob's objective, is to prove God wrong at all costs because he's not on God's team.
Yeah.
That's not what this is
about.
No,
we're in this together, but we have to be, again, rooted in the same principles.
And he's enjoying that which is the fruit of godly government, period. We've enjoyed that for 200 years, as you said before. We have the longest standing constitution on earth right now. No country right now is at a constitution that's existing today for this long. We've been here for over 200 years under the same founding document.
But what about the Malaysian Indians, Jake, who were established for 3,000 years?
They're no longer with us. That constitution doesn't exist anymore. Israel's constitution lasted longer than our present-day system did.
Isn't it not amazing to everybody out there that they can't even tell you what the weather's going to be like tomorrow? I mean, what are the odds that they're going to be right tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And yet these fools in colleges that are 20 years old,
that's right.
they know more than anybody else does because their professor told them something happened 30 billion years ago.
Yep.
And they can't even tell you what happened yesterday.
And what it is ultimately.
Or what's going to happen tomorrow.
It's their disobedience, their unholy life. That's the strength of their argument. They cling to wrong because of their disobedience. They have no strength outside of it because there's no strength in their virtue because there is no virtue. It reminds me of just recently, we're interviewing folks. We hire people on a regular basis. And we had a kid who came in from high school. And this youngster comes in. We try to give those kids in work programs and stuff like that an opportunity to come work, gain some skills, etc. Because we believe in free enterprise. So a 17-year-old kid comes in. You can smell smoke on him. You know what? Lots of people in the group come from counterculture. We know what it's like to have redemption given to us. We know what it's like to have forgiveness and to change our ways and start doing good. So that's fine. Come in smelling like smoke. But if you're going to put the badge on, if you're going to work for us, you're going to change your conduct. So I laid out the code of conduct. No smoking, no drinking, no sex before marriage. You could just see inside of his eyes thinking, well, they don't do this at Subway.
Like the guys
at McDonald's.
I could go a couple places with that, but I won't.
But the point is that I said at the very end of the interview after I bring him through it, and it's an evangelism tool for us as well to see where they're at. I laid it all through him, and then he says to me, well, you know, I'm going to have to think about that. I ponder to myself, if I go back in time 20 years when I was looking for a job, if I would have went to an employer and told them, well, I'm going to think about stopping illegally smoking, my employer would have called my folks, I would have went home, I would have got a lashing on my backside, and my dad would have thanked my employer. But nowadays, kids think that they can negotiate with what the law is, and, well, you know, I'll think about quitting that illegal smoking thing. I just don't know if it's what I want to do. That's exactly what Jacob does. In his lawlessness.
But stick to the kid.
He wants to think, well, this is what I'm sticking to. He is the kid. And this mentality goes into guys like Jacob, where they think, well, you know, in my disobedience, I'll think about if I want to obey the God who's given me liberties, and then number two, gave his son to shed his blood to protect those liberties, and has given me law. I'll just think about it. At the end of that generation is surely, there is no if, ands, or buts about it. There's no way to turn that ship. It's death. And that's why, historically speaking, our founders studied what made nations great. It was morality, and they knew it. That is your only strength. If you don't have morality and you don't have that strength, then you're going to be destroyed. That's why we haven't been destroyed for over 200 years. That's why we're still standing in the liberties that we have now, this day. If we will maintain them. See, it's not even an issue of going out and bleeding and dying. We brought this up numerous times on this program. The veterans don't compromise. They don't have the luxury of deciding, well, I might wake up today and, well, you know, I might call my senator or my representative. I might speak up for the truth. Eh, maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just stay in bed. No luxury to them. That's where they're at on the line. Are the extent of our Christianity is just holding people accountable? You know, even when I consider the flack that we get on the topic of abortion or marriage or homosexuality, it's so lame and pathetic. That's not even really persecution. That's just how far degenerated our media system has become. To stand up for life is not brave, bold, or valor. To stand up for a little infant child, there's nothing brave about it. Folks, to stand up to promote the sanctity of the marriage and the family unit so that we can have a prosperous generation that can come up under us and perpetuate the liberties that we have right now, that's not bold or brave. That's common sense. That's like somebody saying, well, you know, I did a real bold thing today. I ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No, you need to do that to live. You need to protect life to live. You need to protect the marriage to live. You need to protect the family to live. Nothing bold about it. It's common sense.
Paul said this. He said, for as I pass by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God, whom therefore you ignorantly worship. Him declare I unto you, God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is the Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation. That's exactly where we're at today. That they should seek the Lord, if happily they might feel after him and find him, though he be not far from any one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as a certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. For as much then as we are the offspring of God, we ought not to think that God is like unto gold or silver or stone, graven by art and man's device. Listen to what Paul said to these foolish, ignorant That's right. individuals. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, both now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. In other words, God has not left himself without witness. Mm-hmm. It's right in front of our eyes, his very creation. His creation, therefore, means that we have a creator.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuse for this kind of ignorance.
No, it's not. Unless it's a willful disobedience
willful.
Towards what God said. And that's what you find at the end of it. I used to go out, you know, with my little tracts in my hand and thinking naively that, well, people just don't know the light. All I need to do is logically explain things to them that people never explained to me. And then all of a sudden, ding, 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 the lights will go on. But the more articulate, the more good, the better that you can explain it, the more furious they get, because they're not interested into converting to God and to the way that is right. They're at war with him at
all
costs.
Really what it comes down to, just like John Witherspoon said, they're enemies to this country.
That's right.
In every sense of the word. Why? Because they're at war with your foundations,
That's right.
folks. That's
right.
Why they agree with a communist Marxist manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And they act out exactly what Karl Marx is teaching them.
Yep.
See, folks, for some reason, I think people think that it's just going to get better someday. Well, if that's the case, we might want to look back at the past 40 years and see, is it been getting better since we've turned our back on God, or is it getting worse? Therefore, repent, for God has looked at these times of ignorance. He winked at it. Now he commands every man to repent. There's no more excuse.
This is what John Witherspoon said, and forgive me if I don't pronounce this word right, because the man was brilliant. Nothing is more certain than a general profligacy. And that basically means a vicious course of life, a state of being abandoned in moral principle and in vice. And corruption of manners make a people ripe for destruction. A good form of government may hold the rotten materials together for some time, but beyond a certain pitch, even the best constitution will be ineffectual and slavery must ensue. That's why if you're an enemy to a God, you're an enemy to your country, because slavery must ensue. It may not happen in 20 years, but it will happen because your foundation is bent on it. That's the course of your road.
What was the word?
Profligacy.
Are you talking about a profligate? Because that means to be broken or ruined in morals.
It's the same word except for the C at the end.
Okay. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood, and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the
My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Really quick, Jake, you brought up a point about... Here, I'll give the analogy if people figure it out. Alexander the Great was one of the greatest military generals who ever lived. He conquered almost the entire known world with his vast army. And one night during a campaign, he couldn't sleep and left his tent to walk around the campgrounds. As he was walking around, he came across a soldier asleep on guard duty, a serious offense. The penalty for falling asleep on guard duty was, in some cases, instant death. The commanding officer sometimes poured kerosene gas on the sleeping soldier and lit him up. The soldier began to wake up as Alexander the Great approached him. Recognizing who was standing in front of him, the young man feared for his life. Do you know what the penalty is for falling asleep on guard duty? Alexander the Great asked the soldier. Yes, sir, the soldier responded in a quivering voice. Soldier, what's your name? Demanded Alexander the Great. Alexander, sir. Alexander the Great repeated the question. What is your name? My name is Alexander, sir, the soldier repeated. A third time and more loudly, Alexander the Great asked, what is your name? A third time, the soldier meekly said, my name is Alexander, sir. Alexander the Great said, as he looked the young soldier straight in the eyes, soldier, he said with intensity, either change your name or change your conduct. That's a great analogy to Christians in this country, patriots in this country, and true conservatives in this country. Practice what you preach.
You know, it brings up a point, too. I hear this often. Because I go to different rallies of all sorts and all cuts. But every single one, even if it's a lawless group that's doing a rally, they quote men like Martin Luther King Jr., for mm-hmm. example. Like he's their guy.
Usually out of context, by the way.
Or how they're using this most recent tragedy that happened down in Florida as, you know, the Emmett Till.
Yeah.
Trying to get more mileage out of a race car to stay relevant in the press. And that's exactly what they're doing. Guys like Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, that's all they're doing.
I don't think people know who Emmett Till is, Jake.
Emmett Till was one of the little guys in the beginning of the civil rights movement before people started to march. His mother, actually, he was beaten, brutally beaten, mm-hmm. because of the fact he was a black boy, whistled at a white woman,
yep.
and just tortured. This guy was literally tortured. I mean, barbed wire fence around his face, dragged, and then drowned.
And then shot.
And shot, and his mom did an open casket just to show everybody the brutality of the hate that was in the South.
Yep.
And Martin Luther King Jr. saw the casket and always refer to that as kind of the sacrifice, that redemptive sacrifice. Let's not let this go unheard. But you see in these rallies where men are lawless, and they claim these people, every movement will claim a good person or use a quote from a JFK or an MLK or somebody that we all praise.
Ambition.
That's right.
Yeah.
So they tie that wagon. But the point is that we, as people and principled, talk about our founding fathers because we are standing for what they stood for, not using them to stand for us.
We're doing what they did to establish
right.
what we have.
Our premise is that we're standing on that truth that God gave. We're no different than them. We quote them,
that's right.
but not to use them to further our cause. Listen, whether George Washington said it or not is irrelevant. Whether Thomas Jefferson said it or not, John Adams, it doesn't matter. God said it, period. That's the end of the debate. But most of these other people want to use man's quotes or what man says to justify what they do. And the second you bring in God into the equation, yeah. who can speak for himself because his spirit is alive forevermore, amen, then they don't want to have anything to do with that.
Well, and that's what they leave out of the equation when they
totally.
Quote MLK.
Yeah,
he was
the
a
God
Baptist preacher.
That's right. Yeah, where did he get that? What was his source?
I remember one time they said to MLK, in the stupidest thing he could have asked them, the idiot asked him the question.
Yeah.
Hey, so Martin, are you a communist?
Are you a communist?
And what did MLK say as he slightly backhands him and hands him his hat in front of the world to see everybody? And so what he said to him is he goes, I highly doubt that I'm a communist. He goes, I'm a Baptist preacher.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the people started to applaud. Some people are just so foolish to step in it everywhere they go.
But now you see people will claim MLK's words that stand completely contrary
to what
he's doing.
Listen, remember when MLK's, his monument went up in D.C., Jake, when we went there and spent a couple minutes there?
Yeah.
That fool had the audacity, folks, to say, and that was right about the time, at the beginning of the Occupy Wall Street, he had the audacity to say that Martin Luther King would approve of Wall Street.
Mm-hmm. And that immorality.
And I'll tell you what, we would not, if MLK was alive today, I was 2 years old when he was shot, we would not have abortion.
That's right.
No question about it. The Ten Commandments probably would have been another battle of his to get them thrown back up on the walls where they belong. If you haven't seen the stats since 1962, folks, it's atrocious in every sense of the word. We wouldn't have the issues that we have today because he would have been the first one, I guarantee you, to rebuke this individual in office more than anybody would have been MLK.
Yep.
And you have this fool Jesse Jackson in Florida, this adulterer Jesse Jackson. Al Sharpton is an adulterer. It's even been said that he's a bisexual. He's got the audacity to jump on the civil rights movement. He has no business there at all. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that they're doing there is stirring up racial division. That's all they're doing. MLK would have did just the exact opposite.
Right. They're trying to get mileage to keep themselves relevant. And so they jump on topics like this, and it's so plain to see.
Mm-hmm.
They take, just like we were talking earlier about the gentleman Jacob who wanted to quote and say, Treaty of Tripoli, we're not a Christian nation. They take the blood of those that have sacrificed. We're not free. Black folks aren't free because of MLK. They're free because MLK stood on God's word, and God's word made men free. That's why MLK would be against anybody who goes against those foundations. That's why they conveniently eliminate God's word from anything that MLK has to say or do, unless it's, you know, God help the poor people, and then we decide what a poor person really is. It's not a person who has been, opportunity has been purposely kept from. It's a poor person who, you name the stereotype. That's what they want to put on. That's what they're creating. We're free.
At length, Jake, just to interject.
Mm-hmm.
You can see this with Jesse Jackson since day one.
Right away.
He was always trying to cuddle up to MLK.
Yep.
Because he wanted to be in the limelight.
Enjoy the glory, yep.
See, the guy, he wants to be called a preacher, yet he's got no anointing in his life at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's failed that test.
Yep.
You look at Al Sharpton, I can't even take the guy serious.
Yeah.
And folks, I'm not trying to demean as a carnal individual to demean him. I'm demeaning them in a spiritual sense.
to put the distinction between what's right and what's wrong. I'm not trying to throw out slander on these guys. They have done that.
Mm-hmm.
They've slandered themselves. They've stepped in it time and time again. And people don't judge them by their fruit. And yet there's the media. And that's another sign, folks. When the media gets behind you, is in favor of what you're doing, and you haven't paid the price, you know they're up to nothing good whatsoever. And that's exactly what it's about. By the way, this situation in Florida,
mm-hmm.
it's a Spanish individual
yeah.
that shot a black man. The media has portrayed it as a white and black.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing is that we might want to go back, and isn't it interesting, Obama Nation weighed in on it
mm-hmm.
to only encourage more civil disobedience.
Do more of it.
Right? But they forgot to tell you about in Detroit last week when a little baby, 8 months old, was shot by a black man when he shot at the house 36 times with an AK-47. How come nobody weighed in on that? Because it was black on black. That's why they didn't weigh in on that. They couldn't divide there.
Mm-hmm.
People need to wake up. What's going on? This is dangerous what the media is doing, by the way.
And look at
it's very dangerous.
And look at the reverse of that. And I heard C.L. Bryant, I think, the preacher, on one of the shows. But he talked about the fact that when it's a white man and a black man, the only time that it's relevant to talk about a black man being killed is when it's done by somebody
That's
of
right.
a different race.
That's right.
That demeans a black person. So they're doing the opposite of what they're actually claiming to do
while we're helping the black people.
No. Well, why is it the only time you talk about
That's
it?
Right.
You never talk about it when a black man kills a black man.
It's like the mob. Just like Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s, Jake. When you're in the mob,
yeah.
nobody has to worry about them killing anybody else. We only kill our own.
It's all internal.
That's exactly right.
That's right. So by keeping that there and then exploiting it when it goes outside of the picture, it just shows you, again, they're trying to get mileage out of it.
Yeah.
But I think the point is, going back to the point, is that the foundation has to be God. Because if it's not God, there's going to be no victory. And I promise, and this is how you can notice too, there's no suffering on their part.
Yeah.
When they show up in the Cadillac and they come out and they do the preaching, there's no suffering on their
yeah.
part. And because of that, there's no redemptive power. And I guarantee, if you're going to step out and do God's will, many are the afflictions of the righteous, the word says. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. He sends you to the heat of it to get the most glory from
yeah.
it. That's where you see warfare, and that's what MLK said. When you get caught up with that which is right, and you're willing to sacrifice for it, there's the key ingredient, sacrifice. Well, who sacrificed? Who laid that example for us? Christ.
Right.
He laid that example. That's who led it for MLK as a preacher.
I want to set the record straight so there's no racial lines here. The mm-hmm. Bible says all nations are one blood.
Mm-hmm.
We have a black guitar player in the band Junkyard Prophet. I've told him several times, the guy looks like Rocky with his shirt off. I kid you negative. He doesn't need my help. But I told him if we ever get into a situation where there's racial tension, I said, rest assured, I will be the first one before you to deal with the situation so they don't come down on you.
Mm-hmm.
And this happened in Mississippi. Remember when the cop got on the bus?
Yeah.
Scared the crap out of him. I said, hey, bro, you don't worry about none of that crap because we'll deal with the white
That's right.
guy if he starts getting out of hand.
That's right.
So, folks, let's put it on an equal playing field. Black, white,
truth
yellow.
Is true.
I don't care what color you are. We love you by what we do, and we will talk at you tomorrow. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.